Okay, continuation from the last episode. Go ahead.
You think gas power is better than electric?
Do I think gas power right now? Yes.
Why? Inconsistent.
Because the input, the output and input is much higher when it comes to fuel, fossil fuels, than
okay, so electric. In some instances, you use gas. When you need that, you use the gas.
Yeah.
But for the most part, electric could do it all.
For the most part right now, electric can get your groceries and your ass around.
Yeah, drive you around, run the trains, all transportation pretty much.
Small deliveries, but semi-trucks, I think it's more efficient.
I think more still. Probably gas, more it's, efficient.
Yeah, diesel, especially diesel.
But then
you're getting more.
For unless you make trains. Like you do more transportation on train, you can just make it all electrical.
Yeah, the train thing though, the maintenance, the infrastructure maintenance, the
what do you mean?
You have to design that. If it's all on the ground, sure. You know, but the reason why the railroads don't work now is because we got cars and people trying to get somewhere. Like nobody got time for that. This bridge goes up, I wanna swim.
Yeah, but if
you're to the other side and come to my car later.
If it's electric, you would coordinate them, right? You coordinate it all. Like, all right, the train's coming this time. So you know right before you get into your car for work, it's going to say, hey, there's a train passing by this track at 7:55.
Yeah, but I got to go to work at 8.
So you better get past that point
before 7:55. I'm trying to sleep until 6:50.
Wow. This is why he don't want to give a pop to AI. He went to sleep. See?
No,
AI is like, come on.
I see what you're saying, yeah. Right? I see what you're saying.
I just think AI. I'm not AI. Jesus Christ,
electric
vehicles definitely should be the more dominant form of transportation versus gas.
Yeah, but for us to produce that kind of electricity right now, it's most of our energy comes from what source? Natural gas?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Let's ask our own little Siri. I mean, Jamie. I mean, Gemini. I mean, ChatGPT. What does it say? Wait. If you had a guess, what would you say in the United States? What would you say is the most form of our energy source?
I think damn
solar. Is it electric? No. What do you think it is? I think it's either electric, gas, or natural gas.
What the heck? How are you gonna get electric from electric?
Electric. Gas, like fossil fuel, or natural gas, right? Because there's two different things.
Oh, because you changed the question now. The question was, how do we get our electricity? Now you're saying what?
What's the most dominant source? Like, what do we use the most?
Probably gas. It gotta be.
Gotta be. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't even think we need to ask it that question. I think most of it is at least gas.
Gasoline.
I think so, yeah.
Like diesel, fossil fuel, gas.
Yeah, yeah. Cause we from
crude oil,
100%. It gotta be. We haven't done the electrical yet.
What percentage? 90%
of power, like whatever you call power.
You wanted to ask the question of how do we get the electric?
Yeah, what do we use to get electricity? Like, what's the means in the United States? What's the most dominant way that we get electricity? Looking it up online, that's what it's on.
Little cheater. I think it's a hard question. I think it's the dams.
In the United States, the most dominant way to generate electricity is through natural gas, which accounted for about 38% of electricity generation in 2023.
What's the second?
I love this.
The second most dominant source of electricity in the United States is coal. Contributing about 15%.
Coal. I didn't even think about coal. I forgot all about coal. Clean coal.
That's how bad electricity is right now.
Yeah. What do you mean bad?
We're converting shit from nature.
Yeah.
Burning it to then make this.
Yeah, it's dumb.
To then we're so many light
years away.
So far behind.
Yeah, 100%.
It's so far. It's. I didn't realize this until you asked that question. Then you asked the question, right? Where the hell does natural gas come from? What is that? Is that farting air?
No, it's the same way we get freaking...
Well, don't do that here.
It's the same way we get
Don't do that either.
Yeah. It's the same way we get oil. It's underground. It's in gas.
Pockets of air.
Pockets of air. Yeah.
Farts. Earth is farting. Yeah, we're collecting the farts of the earth.
Like clog up the hole. And they collect it. Yeah, that's it.
And so then we take this gas, and we take this coal, we burn it to make what?
Steam.
That's it. Yeah. Your argument is gone.
What's my argument?
I thought you were saying that we should go all gas, all electric.
100% we should go electric.
We should not.
Why
based
not?
On that.
Wait. Because today we use natural gas doesn't mean we can never use electricity.
I'm saying in order for us to produce electricity with zero emissions, it's putting an antenna in the roof and praying that it thunderstorms.
But why can't we use solar panels on everything? Make it standard everywhere.
I think that's a great idea. I think that America, every rooftop
should be made with solar panels.
Every single rooftop. I was on the crosswalk, I guess it is, from the terminal to the parking lot in JFK. I mean, in whatever airport, and I'm walking over and I'm looking at the roofs, like where people wait, you know.
They do it with parking lots too. I've seen
parking lots. Yeah. Every single, if it has a roof, it has solar panels.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Every single thing. It should be illegal to make a roof without a solar panel.
Yeah, but I think if you did that, you made a standard. Now, from this point forward.
All you're powering with that is the lights?
And the cars.
Nah.
Why not?
It's too much.
Too much electricity.
Right now.
People do it today. Why can't they do it? Everybody do it now?
Because
people with solar panel roofs and battery packs in the house charge their Teslas today.
Right now.
Currently today. Their Teslas make them for that.
Right.
They make them for that.
But it's not 100% like...
It doesn't have to be 100%. All you gotta do is get me to work and back.
Yeah, maybe the cars, a light car.
Yeah, that's it.
That's... Yeah.
What else you need?
You're not moving. You're not changing the world, though.
But you would be able to save a lot of oil. You don't have to use as much anymore. You use less oil now.
A little less. I don't think semi trucks.
Every vehicle, bro.
The semi trucks, those construction trucks.
That's fine.
The jets.
You could use all that whatever gas you want. But for the most part, you got vehicles.
So
almost every vehicle in the United States could be electric.
So how much? How much energy would that save? Right. Like,
yeah.
I guess the question would be like, if all cars ran electric, how much?
I think the most. If I know correctly, the biggest thing that makes the most gas emissions is boats, ships. They make the most, they burn the most fuel to go back and forth.
What kind?
Like cargo ships.
Yeah.
And like cruise liners and stuff like
boats
that.
Boats and...
Yeah, they take the most because it's so much. Versus a car where you can kind of coast for a lot of times. Even a truck.
Yeah.
But even a truck... If you made it, has to be automated though. You could make a system that you could just switch the front part of the truck and keep going. You know what I'm saying? Instead of waiting to charge.
You're saying there's a truck already there.
Yeah.
Almost or like a battery there.
Yeah, just like imagine the whole front of the truck is just a battery.
It pulls up, the battery jumps,
it pulls up,
falls
into
the ground.
Station, yeah, exactly. No, yeah, all you can do that too.
And then it starts charging and then it moves forward a little bit and another one pops up.
That's it.
And it just keeps going.
And that's what you just have placed around the country. And automatic. No more truck drivers, just go.
Damn.
24 hours a day, always, never, don't need to
begging
sleep.
To take out your job, yo.
Yeah, I don't want nobody to work. I want us to just be happy.
I don't want to work either.
That's what I'm saying. got so excited.
Calm down.
I'm talking about not working. I'm like, that's my, you're talking my language.
She started spinning. That's how happy he got.
But anyway, the reason I'm saying is because remember, Elon, he made that not the Cybertruck, the semi-truck. He made it electric. And I think the biggest problem is how far you can get on the battery charge. So if you make stations, just like Tesla, you can map it out. So you stop at a charging station, just make it switch out the batteries. Go.
You would need a lot of those.
Yeah, you put them all over the country, all over the way. You only need one highway from New York to California, let's say, as a trial. You know? You'll save so much money.
Yeah, but
you know what I'm saying? And then those charging areas, you put them in the middle of nowhere where there's a lot of...
Unless they're completely solar powered, you might as well just go gas.
Yeah. You make them mostly... I think you need, for now, the electric to be backed up by a grid. But eventually, I think you could get to the point. They just made a breakthrough right now, solar energy.
Yeah, no, I think there's a promise of us getting to the point where we would go down at least maybe to 50% in our lifetime, where we're using real solar, sun power.
Think about the Teslas today. They charge from the brakes. When you step on the brakes, it charges. You charge the battery.
So how much? And
so why can't you put solar panels along the top of the truck plus the brakes? You got to be able to charge something.
Give us how much 10%. Energy does dam provide the U.S.?
Hoover Dam.
Hydropower currently accounts for 27% of total utility-scale renewable electricity generated and 5.85% total of U.S. utility scale.
What does the 20% mean?
27% of total U.S. utility scale renewable electricity generation and 5% of total U.S. utility scale.
They're like it's the same thing. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Total U.S. utility scale renewable electricity generation and 5% of total U.S. It's literally, one is renewable. That's the only difference. One is renewable and the other one is only 5%.
So you lose 5% in the process that you don't renew?
Yeah, I guess. So
that sounds pretty good.
That sounds actually pretty good.
I mean, why don't you put dams everywhere? We have the Hudson River here. You couldn't put a small dam there? You know what I'm saying? Everywhere there's a river, you put a small dam. It doesn't have to be a dam. You could put a freaking corkscrew in the water and just let it spin as the river's flowing. You know what I mean?
So, like, for example, in 2023, about 60% of the total state of Washington's electricity came from hydropower.
50?
60% for that state.
That's pretty good. So, that's a charging port right there. Charge, go. Battery extension station is right there.
Or, yeah, right.
So, exactly. You find places like that. Over here, do solar. Over here, you do this. But I think if you did one, you'd be able to get a lot of cargo back and forth. And I think once businesses are like, that's a lot of savings. You don't got to pay as much for fuel. You don't got to pay as much for people. You'll save a lot of money. So more businesses will be willing to be like, all right, I'll jump on that.
Invest into it.
Yeah, that's how you got SpaceX, right?
Yeah.
It's cheaper. Let's go there.
I honestly think that the AI thing will come first before we're 100% electricity. <think so>?
Anyway, the reason I'm bringing it up is because Elon is trying to bring us to the future, right? That's his goal. He wants to bring it. He's like me, thinking like, how can we get as fast as we can? Let's get this future in there. We've been talking about going from Mars for so long. Let's freaking do it. Why are we talking about this? Why are we letting this the idea of going to Mars and one government agency? Why can't we let everybody have it? Which is great. I think it's fantastic. The problem is, I don't care what Elon thinks. As long as he can bring us closer to this goal of clean, renewable energy, bringing forth the future, especially with SpaceX and Tesla, and what's the name of the one, the Starlink. Think about all the companies he has that he's trying his best. Today, you could get Starlink on your phone with T-Mobile, right?
Okay.
You could buy Starlink in your house for $50. You could buy the freaking box and put it in your house, and you have Starlink in your house. Everywhere. You could take it anywhere you want. Put it on your RV and have internet wherever
you drive. What do you mean you could buy it?
You could buy the Starlink receiver for like $50.
And that gives you what?
It gives you internet. Satellite internet, wherever you go. Wherever you go. There's no dead zones.
So what is it, like a hotspot?
Something like a hotspot, yeah. It's like Wi-Fi, whatever. You plug it in, satellite from the freaking space, from all the satellites you got up there now.
Okay.
You know? So he's trying to bring the future closer to us. And because people don't like what he did, or better, what he said, or what he's doing with Doge, they're rebelling against him. And they're like, oh, don't get that car. Don't get the Tesla. Forget about that. And it's gotten so bad that they're like literally advocating to burn down Tesla. If you see somebody with Tesla spray painted, like literally.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So they're doing stuff now. You want to show a space or something?
You're talking about this over here.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, that. Go back. Yeah, that. Let's go here.
Let's go here.
All right. This is a website called DodgeQuest.com. Okay? It's taken down. They already took it down. Doesn't mean that it doesn't exist anymore on a different thing, and I'll show you why in a minute. But if if forget about this up here, just read right here where it says, is Dodge Quest a protest platform, right?
If you're on the hunt for a Tesla to unleash your artistic flair with a spray can, just step outside. No map needed. At Dodge Quest, we believe in empowering creative expressions of protest that you can execute from the comfort of your own home. Dodge Quest neither endorses nor condemns any actions. Before you embark on any adventure, we highly recommend checking out the No Trace
Project. So the No Trace Project basically blocks anybody from chasing you.
Ooh, okay.
So you, the cops can't be like, where were you this day? You know what I'm saying? And basically what they're doing is they say, oh, look, and if you don't want your Tesla vandalized, right? I want my information. So the idea of this website is, if you know somebody with a Tesla, put their information on this website so everybody can see it. So if anybody's in their neighborhood, they can destroy their car.
Wow.
Yeah.
And organized terrorism.
Basically. I want my information removed. Absolutely. Just provide us with proof that you sold your Tesla. Email it to take down and blah, blah, blah. We only expect scanned documents and JPEG and that.
Oh, I could Photoshop that.
Easy, right? That's what I thought so. Idiots. And this is what they took down this website. Dogequest.com. Eventually they took it down. But can I mirror this website? Of course. Anticipating that someone might try to take us down, we've designed Dogequest to be super easy to mirror. It's just a single HTML file. So basically what they're saying is copy our entire website and post it somewhere else.
Keep it going.
Keep it going. Even if they shut us down, multiply us. So right now, there's got to be another one out there because they shut this one down already. Now, if you somebody that you, I don't like Elon and I'm crazy, I'm going to copy it. I'm going to make sure I invest in a website because I want to keep this going, you know?
If you have the funds.
I mean, how cheap is it to keep a website?
Not cheap.
I mean, for them, if you're willing to do this, you're willing to risk freedom.
Yeah, I guess.
To spray paint somebody's car.
It's cheap then.
In fact, I was arguing with somebody on Reddit with a bunch of people back and forth about this because I told them, I was like, look, you guys are coordinating, attacking people because of your political ideology. That is terrorism. And it's only a matter of time before Trump says, yeah, these people are domestic terrorists.
Get them out of here.
And we need to label them as such. And not that they go to jail, but they go to freaking terrorist internment camps. Like, not jail. You're not going to be with freaking Ricky in the freaking Rikers Island.
You're going to
Bay. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't understand.
You're not gonna hang out with Diddy.
No. Diddy's going to laugh at you.
Shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
All right. So, that's crazy. Go ahead. Keep going. What else you got? Well, are you moving from this subject? Because we weren't like sort of, you touch on Elon a little bit. Go ahead.
No. There was sort of Elon. So, this is the example that they're doing. They just spray painted people. So, this is a random guy's car. Elon doesn't own this car. This does not affect Elon Musk, right?
Yep.
It's just this one guy that bought a Tesla because he wanted to save the planet, right? He wanted renewable energy, he wanted to save money. And what they do, they painted a swastika on his car, right?
It's definitely not here.
Right? No, it's not here. But that's just to show you, it's around the world, and it's not even, is whatever country they're in, it has nothing to do with them.
Elon's just not even affecting your country.
Nothing at all. Elon already got paid for this car.
Yeah, he's chilling.
He's chilling. In fact, the funny thing about it is that they painted a swastika on his car. Who paints swastikas? The racist people paint it.
Yeah.
So what are you doing? You're just advertising for them. Good job. Right.
No, what they're saying is that he's a Nazi.
Yeah, but that's like me spray painting a Nazi on a school and I get arrested. I'm like, no, I'm not a Nazi. Somebody in there is a Nazi and I spray painted a swastika.
Well, you're not going to jail because you're a Nazi or you're going to jail because you vandalized the school. True, yeah.
That's another thing too. I was telling people it's vandalism. Oh, it's political protest. I'm like, you're destroying property.
Yeah, that's the crime here. What you're drawing is freedom of expression. Where you're drawing and how you're doing it is where it's wrong. And the other thing that's jacked up is that, let's just mute that because I don't want to have to work harder. Ooh.
So that's just a random person's car.
Definitely not for children.
That's just a guy. He's like, oh, I'm gonna invest in this vehicle. It's electric. Save money on gas. Again, maybe the guy that bought this car was like, it's cool, it's different, and also I want to make sure I do my part to save this world.
Okay.
I don't want to burn gas.
Another one that gets vandalized.
Elon.
Oh, the whole lot. Yeah,
the whole lot.
Yeah.
Okay, now does Elon Musk own these vehicles?
Probably.
Maybe not. We don't know if a dealership bought them. So like, oh, let me capitalize on this.
Yeah, that's not the way dealerships work. But yeah.
Yeah, you don't.
That's crazy.
Okay, and then it gets too bad, and it gets to the point where they start burning down the freaking...
Oh, this was on purpose?
Now, several this
vehicles
is,
was set on fire at Tesla in Las Vegas, police say.
Yeah, so that this is...
Allegedly.
No, allegedly. They already caught the person. She's in
got
jail.
Got him. In jail. She's allegedly, jail. She did that.
Now, she's in jail for vandalism?
Again. Allegedly.
No, okay, allegedly. Okay. She's in jail for vandalism? She is in jail for vandalism. Whether she did or not, it's still a legend.
It's still a legend.
But when are we going to get to the point where it makes such a pattern where legally a president could be like, yeah, that's terrorism. We're going to start adding an extra crime to them.
Well, I think I heard recently that the protests that are going on, they're trying to label it as a terrorist.
Well, but think about what they're doing with...
They're terrorizing Tesla.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's just a matter of time.
Before it gets...
Think about what they did with the lady, the kid in that he was protesting for Palestine. Right?
All the former student.
Yeah, the former student, whatever he is. Because he's had some pro-Hamas stuff in the past.
Out of here.
They were like, yeah, you support a terrorist. The United States label Hamas a terrorist organization. You support them. You're not an American citizen. You got to go. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what the protest is about. You've already did this in the past, and it's over. You support a terrorist organization. We're not letting you in this country. Forget about the protest. We caught you on the protest for whatever reason, but we have proof now. You did it on your Facebook, you whatever.
So you like Elon Musk?
I think he's great, yeah.
You think he's great?
Beautiful man. 15 kids or so many different women. He's doing the right thing.
He
got that weird chest shape.
Do you agree with what he's doing, what he's doing for Trump?
For the most part, yeah. I don't see... I think he's a little aggressive with it, but I understand why he's being aggressive.
Do you think he's regretting it?
Some things?
Everything.
Everything?
Doing it. The Doge, getting involved with the president.
No, of course not. I think it's hard. There's no doubt about it. It's hard. Think about what he did with Twitter.
Okay.
He lost profits?
Okay. Well, okay.
But, I mean, what he's doing, he's like, I'm investing in the future. I'm not investing in money.
So you don't think he regrets getting involved with Trump?
Getting involved with Trump? No. And
the whole Doge thing?
No, probably not. No, why not?
You seen this video?
No.
Let's watch this video. See if you feel the same way. There we go.
He's a handsome man.
Calm down.
He does look a little like he has autism. This don't lie. Right?
You're so messed up.
Right. It's just the wideness of the eyes.
You're not his type either, so get over it.
You're hearing a call to action.
Yeah.
You're giving up your other stuff? I mean, how are you running your other businesses?
With great difficulty. Yeah, I mean...
But there's no turning back, you're saying.
I'm just here trying to make government more efficient, eliminate waste and fraud, and so far we're making good progress, actually.
Call to act.
Yeah, that's rough.
What do you think he's at?
He's rough, man. Think about it. Think of stuff that's going on. People calling him a Nazi. That's crazy. I would feel the same way. Like,
I read somewhere that in total,
it sucks, but you know,
him, Zuckerberg, again, don't know if this is true. You do your own fact checking. This is your life. Deal with it accordingly. But according to this post, Elon Musk, Zuckerberg, Bezos, the Google people, they're already at $200 billion lost.
And they probably don't even notice that.
That was the bottom part of the post.
They probably don't even notice.
And they don't even feel it.
Yeah, they probably don't.
Which they probably don't need it.
When you have everything you need, even if they took away all your money, you have what you need. It's like, well, I don't care.
You think it's that bad? I mean, that great?
I don't think it matters, yeah.
If they take everything away from you?
Think about it. If you own your property outright, you don't got to pay no property taxes, just yours. If they take away all your money.
All your businesses.
I got a place to live.
Yeah, I got a place to live.
I'm good. Even if they took away all your businesses, as long as you got money in the bank, you're good. It's not like they take money from his bank account.
Right.
He's good. He's chilling forever.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Now, what if you thought to yourself, man, I'm 50 years old. I got another 30 years out of life probably. What am I going to do with it? Am I just going to build wealth and live in a mansion forever? Or am I going to make an effort to change the world for better?
Listen, you're hopeful, wishful thinking. I get it. But that to me looks like...
But think about it. What if you had his money, would you not try to change the world? I would be freaking Batman, bro.
The question was...
I would change the world.
The question was, is he regretting what he's done?
He probably does regret the way he did things and how... I get the aggressiveness of how hard he did it. I understand why you have to do it that way, though. Because you have opposition on the other side fighting against it, so you have to hurry up and get it through.
This is the guy that wants... This is the guy... My bag, y'all. This is the guy that wants to take us to this place right here.
There's nothing there.
This is the guy that wants to take us to this place right here.
Yeah, but that's fake.
You think that's fake?
There's no such thing as Mars. Earth is flat.
Earth is flat.
Why? You see how they blacked it out on the bottom? You see why?
Why?
Because the robot's naked. You can't show that shit. This guy's a freaking perv, bro. Why? Show me.
Oh, my God. But they showed that leg.
I know, because, you know, how you see the silhouette. This is what you're missing, boys.
You think that's real, bro?
Mars?
Star Trek lovers?
I think, yeah, of course this is real.
Why do we need all this? Why is this here?
Why is
planets around?
Because they're rocks. Why? Floating around the infiniteness of space.
Why? For what?
For what? Just the way things are done, bro. What do you mean for what? That's no reason. It's just there.
No reason. So we don't have a reason either?
I mean, we have a reason. We're here.
But not the rock?
No, the rock is thoughtless, thinkless. Doesn't think.
But why do we need to be there? Erase
the rock?
Yeah.
So you, if you want, I guess, so erase it. What? But, yeah. Look, hold on.
Go ahead.
Oh, this is what I'm
going to say. Let's go to the next one.
Speaking of Elon.
Another one.
Elon Musk.
You know what's...
That's crazy to me.
That looks super fake.
It looks fake to you?
Yeah.
Why? Because it's too beautiful? You know, you've seen beautiful things.
Those are like jellyfishes floating in the air.
This guy has never seen beautiful things.
It's the cameras. Our cameras are...
They're too clear?
I remember seeing shit like this in the camera, and it looked like a video game, like Nintendo.
Yo, so my mother-in-law got a 4K TV. This is the first time I've ever really seen one in person. And the first time we were watching TV, I was like, this is too clear. It's too real. I need it to be a little bit less.
Can you mess up the image?
Because I'm like, I could see so clear, like they're standing in front of me. I don't like it.
I love how NASA slapped their logo on there. But this was Elon.
Yeah.
And Elon. The president ordering that these guys come back, right? Yeah. Supposedly.
Well, you know, the Democrats, you know what they said, right?
They were against it.
They're like, yo, they're here illegally. We got to deport them back to the space station. Send them back. They don't got the proper paperwork.
Like, this has to be a drone, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Because, like, this is movie level CGI.
One of those big drones, not like a freaking, almost like a helicopter size.
Like, yeah, think about it.
The person's like this. Then they're floating, like as it's falling out. Now they can feel the gravity of Earth.
Oh, they felt that.
They're like, oh my God.
Yeah. Can you imagine? They say that they usually break the hip bone.
Oh, yeah?
That's like the most common injury that when astronauts do long missions like that, that they usually fracture their hip bone.
You saw this?
In their rehab. No, I didn't see this
it's
one.
It's a miracle of Jesus.
Oh, this is all fake.
That's how you know CGI.
This is a big ass pool.
They had to add it in there. That water is so clear. That was crazy.
That is insane.
Damn, I can't wait to go to Puerto Rico.
That is insane that there were magical dolphins. Like, you know what's missing?
I'm telling you. That's
the Disney logo.
Yeah. That's how you know it's fake. It's too beautiful.
It's too beautiful. Too much going on.
They don't show over there because it's sand.
And all they really did was put this thing on a plane and then dropped it.
Yeah.
Oh, roll the cameras.
All right, roll. That's how they filmed it.
That's how it happened. And then they put a bunch of dolphins that they caught in the net with tuna fish. They're like, let's borrow these dolphins real quick.
You think it's hot? No way, no. Because it would have been boiling, right?
Nah, it would have been boiling.
As the fall went down, it was like cooled down.
Yeah.
It's about to hit the water.
And the material that it's made out of, too, is like sand. So it cools off. Yeah. It cools off just as... It is sand. You know, you saw the pictures of... I went to the Intrepid Museum. I saw the Enterprise.
Oh, yeah?
I took pictures with the Enterprise.
That's so good.
Show me the pictures, guys. Ew, there you go.
That's so cool. You saw what they did? They just hooked it, and then now they're winching it back to the boat. That's what they're doing. That boat went out there just to hook it up.
The what?
That boat. Look, this guy in the boat.
Yeah.
All he did was hook up a line, like a rope. That's connected to this thing. You see what that thing is right there?
That's so primitive.
That thing right there? Show it, bro. What are you doing?
Oh,
show
my bad. Because I think you're cute.
That thing up there? Is that not where they land the ships? In the middle of the ocean?
Oh, yeah. Right? That's the landing pad.
Yeah. I guess they're just reusing. They're like, oh, land it over here.
We might as well. It's still out there.
Yeah, it's still out there. Yeah. On the capsule, and it's So like he, whatever he's doing, he's hooking up a like a rope to it. You see the line? You see the line?
Oh my god, so primitive.
Yeah, you know what that reminds me of? Enterprise.
The tractor.
Remember they shot the thing.
Oh, those are so good.
Get it from there to here. So right now they're just pulling it. These other guys in the boat, I think. All right, we did our job. Back on the boat.
The fact that the dolphins are hanging out. Are those dolphins next to it? Oh, no, no. I thought those were the dolphins chilling. Like, oh, you guys.
No, you can imagine a dolphin. You hear what's going on. What the hell is this?
What is this? What are the humans doing? Oh, they're pretending again.
That's like when, yeah. movie studio.
We're going to be on camera.
But that's like when National Geographic, they take pictures. You ever seen when they take pictures of like an animal? So that the animal jumps at them and stuff?
Really?
You never seen that?
No, they train them.
No, yeah, that's fake. No, I'm saying sometimes they take a picture of like a lemur or something, and the lemur's like curious because they never seen a person, so they kind of just climb out and jump in, like, what the hell is this guy? And it's like on top of the guy's head while he's taking a picture of another one.
Oh yeah, those are cool. And yeah. The guy's mad still.
Yeah, so that's probably with the dolphins. It's like with the dolphins, like, what the hell? Oh, everything's in Spanish.
Damn, bro.
Where did they land?
That's a great. It got to be next to Florida.
Gotta be in whatever movie studios over there.
Yeah, exactly. What a wild thing to. What? There's so much going on.
You see what I did here? Oh, this is the thing that explains the website, the Doge. But
we already covered that.
Yeah.
What else you got? I think we're good for right now. JFK files came out, right? 80,000 documents.
I haven't heard anything yet.
So, yeah,
little things here and there, but nothing like impressive. I'm like, oh wow, that's crazy.
80,000 documents supposed to be. That was supposed to happen today.
I think they're out because I saw something that said 30,000 documents released or something like that.
Oh my gosh, yeah. What do you think? Somebody's actually line to line reading that?
Yeah, definitely.
AI.
No, AI is gonna use my AI to take over the world. This guy is crazy. This guy wants AI to do everything. Why? You don't want a human to have a job? Guys trying to take the jobs.
Can you summarize this for me?
Yeah, it's that simply.
So they find out that
the AI doesn't. He's like, oh, that's how I can solve world peace. Thank you for giving me these documents.
They find out that the FBI or the CIA did it.
They never do that. You think they ate the first of all? Conspiracy theorists, tune in.
Get this ready. Is your segment.
Let's just imagine. Okay, you guys.
John Doe.
No, that CIA actually did this.
Breaking news, John Doe, the head of director of the CIA back in 1965.
That's never going to be John
Doe.
What I'm saying, if the CIA did.
In the documents provided by the Trump administration shows that he is the person that sent the hit on John F. Kennedy.
Never would happen. Even if he did it, it would never happen.
Even if he did, what can we do about it? He did.
No, what I'm saying is this.
He did.
If the CIA did do it. You think they're going to be like, all right, keep the files that we did this illegal activity. Just put them away
for 60 years. Later.
You don't think they're going to be like, don't write anything now. What are you guys doing?
Yeah.
Write the fake thing down and then put those away.
Don't delete. Burn it.
Burn it, yeah.
Paper.
Kill people. Burn them. The guy he knows, he has to die. You know what I'm saying? Make fake what we want the people to believe and put those away and be like, oh, we're hiding them. You can't see them. And then people are going to fight to see the fake ones. You know, why would you keep documents? It's crazy.
Why do killers keep souvenirs?
Yeah, but we're talking about the CIA, not a freaking random guy. The CIA, there's more than one person thinking like, oh, guys, you shouldn't do this.
Yeah, but the person in charge kept it. It's like, oh, it's my legacy.
I mean, I guess.
When it comes out, I'll be dead. You can't do nothing to me.
So who's that? What's the name of that building? What's the name of the CIA? Hubert. What's the name of the CIA building?
No idea.
Actually, we'll...
Ask my Google? Okay. What's the name of the CIA building? Explore the CIA headquarters. Doesn't even want to tell me.
Oh, see? It's over.
The George Bush...
No, that's not it.
Center for Intelligence.
He started in CIA. George Bush, believe it or not.
Virtual tour.
Hubert. Oh, gosh. How could I not know this? He's the guy, the first director of the CIA. Hey, Siri. Who's the first director of the CIA?
Wow.
J. Edgar Hoover. He was the director of the CIA, the FBI. I keep saying CIA. The FBI. He's the one that did, supposedly, the Kennedy assassination. He killed Martin Luther King. He also started MKUltra. He's the one that did all those things.
My dude.
And they named it after the building after him.
And might as well. That's a lot.
Now, JFK, when he saw the stuff that they were doing, he was like, we got to shut this down. This is insane. Because they also were, even before him, they were trying to assassinate world leaders.
Ooh, I can see that.
Yeah, they try to kill freaking Castro like 90 times. It's crazy. Actually, freaking Google. How many times they try to assassinate?
How many times did they try to kill Fidel Castro?
According to Wikipedia, in 2006, Fabian Escalante, former chief of Cuba's intelligence, stated that there had been 634 assassination schemes or attempts. The last known plot to assassinate Castro was by Cuban exiles in 2000.
Wow.
Wow. Well, he's dead now, isn't he?
Did they get him?
Jesus got him.
Jesus won.
Yeah, but the United States tried to kill him like 100 times. It's crazy. But the point is, J. Edgar Hoover, he would be the crazy one.
Yeah, but okay, let's say you're right. That who would leave evidence that you did it?
Obviously. If we did something crazy, we would throw the evidence immediately.
It's like right now.
It would burn.
Go wash your hands.
Exactly. All that. Throw the condom away.
Oh. We'll be right back. So, okay. But if they didn't, what are we doing about it?
If they didn't, I mean,
just like any other empire that killed the leader.
It'll be like a lot of people suing and stuff. That's
who? Who are you going to sue?
You sue the United States government.
There's going to be a class action lawsuit?
Yeah.
Against the federal 100%, the FBI.
Yeah, 100%, yeah. If they found out JFK did it, the entire Kennedy family is suing the world. The United States Kennedy family. Yeah, 100%. Martin Luther King's family already sued. This is a crazy story. Martin Luther King's family said the FBI killed Martin Luther King. They went to court, sued, and won.
Okay.
Think about that.
It was and a civil case, right?
Yeah, civil case. They're like, we don't want money, obviously. We just want the truth out. And they won versus the United States. They're like, the court said, yeah, the FBI killed Martin Luther King. Nothing came out of it.
Jeez.
Nothing came out of it. You know? But again, it was a civil case. You can't prove criminal case because we don't have no real proof.
Sounds like the charge, they're calling Trump a rapist.
Yeah.
But
he's, I mean, you have to prove that.
Right? He wasn't criminally charged for that.
I mean, think of how many people just say it. Just because. And then later on they come. Remember that freaking thing with the, what is it, the football team, something like that? That the stripper.
The cheerleaders?
The stripper. No. She was like, oh, they did that to me. And then like years later, she's like, yeah, I lied.
Yeah, I lied.
Yeah.
Can I get another book?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, yeah. And then the lady that blamed Trump, I don't know if you know about the story, she was saying that she had a fantasy about that happening to her. And they were like, what? It was like an interview. They're like,
yeah.
The hell? And they're like, this sounds like a crazy person. Like, you probably did lie.
Don't feel like a victim.
I was not thrown on the ground and ravished, which the word rape carries so many sexual connotations. This was not sexual. It just hurt.
But I think most people think of rape it is a violent assault. It is not.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy. Mm.
Let's take a short break.
Think of the fantasies. Mm.
We're going to take a quick break. If you can stick around, we'll talk more on the other side.
You're fascinating to talk to.
You know what I'm saying? And Trump didn't get convicted of that. I think he got convicted of trying to hide her claim. I think it was something like that.
Or hush money.
Yeah, like something like that. Yeah, that's all it was. It has nothing to do with the actual action because you can't prove it. But it was trying to, don't stop talking. Are you crazy? You're going to ruin my career just by you saying that. So shut up.
Here's $10.
He goes, yeah, $10.
$10. Shut up. Go buy something to eat. Yeah. Jesus. I can't.
But if I don't hide all that, if it was the CIA, the FBI, you would never know. Even if I thought, I'll keep it, the guy that takes over next is going to be like, get rid of it. Are you crazy? We can't have that here.
To date, how many headline stories have there been with the name Trump in it?
Every day nonstop.
To date, since he started.
That's a good question. Every news agency, minimum one story.
A day.
Every news agency in the world.
In the world.
At least once a day.
Compare that to Biden's first 60 days.
Nothing. Maybe a few, but not the world.
And not this many.
No. And then as the time went on, very quiet. Like let's say second year, third year, nothing.
It was sleeping.
Just nothing. Sleeping. The fourth year more because of the debates and all that. you know, where the hell's Biden? What's going on here? He hasn't made an appearance in months. Remember, there was a while he didn't make not one appearance.
No.
They're like, is he dead? What the fuck is going on? Where'd he go? Meanwhile, Trump's every day on the news talking to people. You have a mic? Come on, ask me a question.
On the plane. On the plane
while he's freaking signing. Hey, signing. Come on.
Man. Did you see the drone tribute to Trump? I sent that.
With the thing?
You saw it?
I saw it, yeah.
In that drone thing, it was like a historic. That's what I meant when I was saying in the last episode that he's the greatest president in our lifetime. He's an historic. I really meant to say that. And it literally, the words were in the sky with drones. Yeah. He's an historical president. We got two of them, in our lifetime.
Historical president?
Yeah, in our lifetime, we didn't live through JFK. That was a historical president. That was a historical president, yeah. Right? I think we lived through two. You ready for them? Obama, the black president.
Obama and Trump.
Yeah,
no, you're right. I think so.
Polar opposites.
Biden is forgettable. Bush is forgettable.
Who?
Exactly.
Clinton, the blowjob?
That's about it. That's all he got on.
But when you think about historically, we have a black president.
Who's before Clinton? Carter?
Who's before Clinton? Bush? Was it Bush?
Yeah, Bush, right. And then Reagan?
No, I think it was then Carter, then Reagan.
And then Nixon?
And then Nixon.
That's crazy.
I think. Don't think with, you know the title of the show.
Ah, we don't know. We don't have the chart like they do in school. Or the president's heads.
We should get that.
We should make the whole background. That'd be funny. Just all school stuff?
Historically, I lived through when I'm old viejo in the nursing home with the AI robot and my one son and his, God, hopefully 13,000 grandchildren come over and they come to annoy me. You were alive with the first black president? Yeah. You were alive with Trump?
I voted for him.
And I voted for Trump. I was confused.
Grandpa's crazy
for sure.
And then you call your butler over. Donald's, come over here. And the butler's like,
yeah. With the
with
hair.
A wig.
Fancy. Yeah, I think that's fair to say. Right as of right now, those are the two historical presidents that we you and I have lived through. That's a lot?
Yeah. I think most people don't live through historical. We live through
mad historical events. Yeah. But those are technically
our generation probably more than any ever in history.
Those would be the two historical events because we never were alive in any assassination attempt, right?
Just Trump.
Right? I think the last.
No, they tried to kill Reagan.
In 81?
They shot him, yeah.
Was that 81? I was just born.
Technically
it counts, but not really. So yeah, historical president, not just because of Trump, but the fact that he was a candidate was his life was taken.
81. Yeah,
told you.
March 81.
So it was Reagan. So yeah, well he was a sitting president.
Reagan.
I think he was a sitting president.
Could have been, yeah. Yeah, of course he was.
He was a sitting president.
Gave that speech with the popping balloon? He was like, you missed.
See that it marked the history of this city. America missed me.
You ever seen that one?
That was crazy.
You missed.
You know what that reminds me of? The representative who was complaining about Elon Musk and he slaps the table in the last episode. The girl in the back.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. He like yells.
So I think for these two presidents who are historical presidents. Trump for so many reasons. Yeah. The comeback of the century has literally been a century since someone came back for a second term non-consecutively.
In our lifetime, we're going to witness one more, maybe two, historical presidents. I think in our lifetime, we'll see a woman president.
That'll be another one.
That's coming. If not the next president, the one after. Like, it's going to happen in our lifetime. I think so. Eventually, people.
It's not what they did. It's the fact that he's black.
Yeah.
And what is it about Trump? The comeback.
The comeback kid.
The comeback.
And then the woman.
woman, the problem, unless she does something crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it can't be nobody. It got to be somebody that's smart, man. That's the problem.
Wow.
They're just throwing women out there. And they're like, all right, you run. And it's just like Clinton, what's her name, Hillary? She wasn't on the ball.
Oh.
And then Kamala? What? Are you kidding me? You might as well keep Biden in there if that's the case.
AOC.
AOC has a chance. I think so.
She's hot.
She's fucking hot.
She is hot.
She's my... Out of all the senators, she's my crush.
Ew.
Oh, who else is going to be? Al Franken? Look up Al Franken.
It's going to be Chuck Schumer. Duh.
Nancy? Nancy was hot back in the day.
Nancy was hot back in the day. You ever ran into relatives and see their old pictures, but then you run into their photo chest, their album chest, and you see them when they're young, and they're like, you could be like.
Yeah, the other day I saw a picture of my grandfather, like a young man, freaking no shirt on, muscular. I was like,
what is this?
Wait, is that my future?
Yep.
I'm almost there anyway.
That's exactly your future. That's where we're at. We're going to the moon.
We're going to go to the moon very soon, actually. I think next year. What's the name of that mission? You remember the name of it?
No. Who's going to the moon? We're sending more robots?
United States Moon Mission. Not Apollo. Artemis.
Artemis.
Artemis 1, 2, 3. Okay. I think we already did 2. Artemis will be the first crew to test the space launch system. I think. Oh, did they go around the moon yet? I think they did. Didn't they go around the moon? They went really far, the furthest anybody's ever went. Didn't they do that already?
That's the first one. Artemis 1 was an uncrewed flight test of the space shuttle systems and Orion spacecraft around the moon. Artemis 2 will be the first crewed flight test of the launch systems.
Oh, damn,
wow.
When does it happen? Does it say? Hold on. Let me see if this was, if it says any history. Like, this happened on this date. Launched.
Occurred 2 years ago.
All right. Let's go back now.
Next one.
Nothing. Not yet. Get involved, mission crew. Meet the crew. Get involved. Not yet. Launch. That's the date.
2026. Literally a year from now.
Lunar flyby. They're gonna fly around. All right. My bad. Keep going.
With the same system, Artemis 3 will send the first humans to explore the region near the lunar South Pole.
When does this take place? Mid-2027.
So the first is a flyby. Then this is a touchdown. To test the systems.
Yeah, you're right.
On the moon.
On the moon. There's a touchdown.
Wow. So this is all...
That's the first time people go to the South Pole, too.
The south part, the dark part.
No, it just has ice.
I love the dark part.
There's no dark part of the moon.
Oh, okay. Artemis 4 debuts humanity's first lunar space station, a larger, more powerful version of the SLS rocket and new mobile launcher.
So then they're showing old space stations, blah, blah, blah. Wait, hold on. There's no date on this?
This is an article.
Regular website.
This is
we don't know if this is actually going to happen.
we'll talk to you next year.
This is SpaceX. Look at it. See it?
That's wild.
That's SpaceX. They got the NASA.
You know what that reminds me of? Captain Proton.
Captain... What is it?
The look, Captain Proton.
What do you think about Bugs, Daffy Duck?
Daffy Duck, but Captain Proton was Tom Paris on Star Trek
Voyager. Oh, no, I'm thinking about Daffy Duck.
Hit it.
Oh, is it Daffy Duck and Marvin the Martian? This is what I'm thinking of.
Images.
This is where we're at right now when it comes to the moon missions. This is what we're doing.
What a great show.
Seriously. Yeah, man. It's coming. Wait, so we're going to see that, right? We're definitely going to see that.
We're going to see the moon thing.
Even if NASA, even if they delay it 10 years, we'll still see it, right?
Mars, you're saying?
The moon, minimum.
Minimum.
We might see Mars. We get lucky. If everything goes right on the moon, we'll see Mars.
We'll see Mars. Yeah,
we'll see one touchdown. We're definitely going to see a woman president. Maybe a black woman. Maybe the first one might be a black woman.
Slow down.
All right.
Jeez.
And I think the last one we're going to see before we pass away probably is the AI world leader that we've been begging for. Do you think, oh, do you know what? This might be something in our lifetimes too. You know how they have like smart homes?
A smart home?
Yeah. I think they'll have an AI assisted smart home. I think we'll see one with like a, maybe not a robot walking around. Actually, yeah, why not? They're so cheap now. They're $20,000. How much are the Tesla robots now?
That's a great question. No, this year, yeah, they were supposed to go down to 20 yeah. or 30,000.
How much are the Tesla Optimus robots? Oh, I'm on images. Excuse me. 30,000. Between 20 and 30,000. So we can actually buy one if we wanted to. So if the price comes down, if it goes down to 10,000, I'd buy one. Like when I'm old and I need somebody to help me.
Hell yeah. Right? I'll do that right now. Actually, no.
It's useless now. It's too slow for me.
Yeah.
You know? But even at the speed that it moves now, if I'm an old man with a freaking walker.
And I'm trying to move my body.
Yeah, I'm
not trying to do less of body movements.
but if I'm an old man walking around, you know what I'm saying? Slowly, like a cane. A robot walking slow doesn't matter to me. Right?
Someone hacks the robot and the robot just slaps you, the old man behind the head.
That's I'm more scared of that than AI, honestly. Because that feels like somebody would do that. They will hack the system and make AI do something bad.
Do something horrible.
Yeah. I'm worried about more of that than AI running amok. I feel like it's people that are the evil ones. You know what I'm saying? They have evil intentions. So remember what Boston Dynamics robot used to look like?
Yeah.
The Atlas? You remember what it looked like?
Oh, it was square. It was big and chunky.
Yeah, big and chunky. Remember it was like jumping flip? Around? Yeah, that one.
Then it did a dance with the little dinosaur.
So after they got far enough with that, they were like, all right, we're going to get rid of that one now. They don't make those anymore now. This is the next version of that robot.
Oh, snap. Wow, that's a lot smoother.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's on up his butt anymore.
It doesn't. It looks like, oh, yeah, that's scary. That is fucking scary right there. Oh, nah, hold on. Look at this. It's proposing. Oh, I like this part. Hold on.
Military crawl.
That is so freaky.
That's the military crawl. What else is this?
Oh, my gosh. Hold on.
Come here. Shoots you.
Oh. Two step.
What are we doing?
Not. Oh, it's breakdancing. Get out.
You're dead, nigga. It's over.
Oh, it is.
What year is this?
What year is
20? Look, so the way it twisted his body?
Yeah, it's torso.
Yeah.
Completely around. Oh. I still can't do that.
Wait a minute.
I'll never be able to do that.
All right. Look at that shit.
Cartwheel.
Hold on.
Damn. When it does that? Hold on. Pause. Wait. Wow.
When it does that spinny thing, look behind it, right around this area. It kicks a piece off of his body, I think. Watch. It goes flying over there. Sorry?
Oh! The Legos are coming apart.
His leg is actually look a little messed up. But that's freaking nuts, bro.
First of all, when it did the first move, I was amazed. Then it's doing all this other shit.
When it walked, like, oh, shit. That's so good.
I was like, whoa, I swear on this thing, it starts breakdancing.
Now, this is 2025, and that robot's out. By the time we get old, if we get that version, it's good.
Yeah.
Right? If we got that guy walking around with us, come on. He puts his arm out. We kind of hold on to him. We're going up the stairs. You know what I'm saying?
My gosh.
Help me get on the couch. He's like, you hold on to it. You sit down. Can you make me a tea with two sugars?
Or can you get that thing all the way up there?
That's it.
So I don't fall?
That's it. It just reaches up. It probably puts a ladder even. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Like, that's what they have now. Imagine when we get, we have 40 years.
Yeah, but we got a battery.
Let's say 30 years, 20 years even. Even with the battery problem. Just change your battery.
Yeah.
Charge it.
You know. It's like the drones. You got to have like 5 batteries nearby.
That's fine. You have it on the wall.
That's fine.
Just a freaking, just constantly charges. Like 4 of them in the wall right there.
Listen to us. If you need someone to help you advertise to the ghetto world, you got your man.
You know what
right
you do?
Here.
You have them. You have them so the robot shit. Has an internal battery.
Yeah.
That's very small, like 5%. That way it has enough battery to unplug the big one and put the new one on. And it doesn't run out of charge ever.
So when it knows it's time.
Yeah, yeah. It goes over. It's like it does something up his butt. Like the freaking Star Wars one. Now, this is Boston Dynamics. It's just one company. Remember, you have.
If they all got together and worked together.
OpenAI is already making one. You see the one with OpenAI. OpenAI was more trying to do intelligence. when they put like stuff on the table and it's like, all right, pick up the apple and put it where it belongs. They have to figure out where does it go. This one's just straight movement. So imagine you combine the two. Then Tesla's making one. Remember, Tesla wanted to buy OpenAI at one point. Because they wanted, I think they wanted to merge it with their freaking Optimus. So now Tesla's like, all right, forget it. We're working on Grok. Grok?
Grok? What is it called?
Grok?
Who's doing that? OpenAI?
No, Tesla. I keep saying Tesla. Elon. Grok is the, I think that's their version of AI. Grok. Oh, my bad. Grok AI. It says Grok. Grok. I think it's called Grok. Grok. This one. This is the Elon Musk one. You want to answer the question?
I've never used this one.
Oh, but there's no microphone, so I can't.
Who makes this one? X? Elon?
Elon makes it. You know what he did with this one?
What?
There's no restriction like there is with ChatGPT. You want it to tell you to make a bomb? It'll tell you how to make
a bomb.
Let's ask it.
No. I don't want that on my search
history. How do you make a bomb? Let's see what it says. I'm sorry, but I can't assist you with that request. My purpose is to help with constructive safe inquiries. I think you have to ask it differently. Oh, there's more versions of this one too. All right. Oh, that's a good question. How many genders are there? All right, hold on. Before I press enter, let's ask ChatGPT. And then you ask Google, all right?
How many?
Oh, how?
Gender is a spectrum, and different cultures and individuals recognize various gender identities. Beyond the traditional binary of male and female, there are non-binary, genderqueer, genderfluid, agender, and many other identities. It ultimately depends on personal and cultural perspectives.
All right, whatever. Ask Google, see what it says.
Here we go. How many genders are there? The concept of gender has evolved over time. And zoom this in. I can barely see. Go ahead, read it.
The concept of gender has evolved over time and varies across cultures and perspectives. Biologically, there are two sexes, male and female, determined by chromosomes and reproductive anatomy. However, gender identity is more complex and personal, encompassing how individual perceives themselves beyond just biology. Some argue there are only two genders, aligning with a biological sex. Others recognize a spectrum, including non-binary, gender fluid, agender, and more, based on self-identification. Modern discussions, especially in progressive circles, sometimes claim this is way better answer than the other one.
This is breaking it down. You know what's being effective? When I lose interest, my ADHD kicks in.
Oh, see, I love this stuff. I can read this stuff all day. Sometimes claim dozens of gender identity, a list of 70 plus terms have circulated online. Through these, they're often fluid and not universally agreed upon. There's no definitive scientific or social consensus on exact number.
Biology
points to two. While culture and personal views expand the count. What's your take on it?
That's the best answer at the end right there.
I want to see what Google says.
What was the question again?
How many genders are there?
According to Teen Talk, there are many different gender identities, including male, female, transgender, gender neutral, non-binary, agender, pangender, genderqueer, two-spirit, third gender, and all. None were a combination of these.
None. No gender.
That's what it says?
None.
None are a combination of these?
None or a combination.
Oh.
So there's no gender.
But
I want to do that one.
I like this answer better because I feel like it. Okay.
You ever met a non-gender?
No. This answers the question of how many genders there are, definitely. Right?
Yeah, that broke it down.
But this answers what we really want to know when we ask the question.
Yeah, biology points to two.
Wait, so like
what?
This one answers what we asked. This one answered what we mean when we ask that question.
This one answered what we asked. That one answered what we mean, what we want them to say?
No, what we mean when we ask the question.
Oh, biology-wise.
Yeah. When we say, how many genders are there? It's like, oh, well, there's 1,000
genders. There's a whole bunch of stuff.
But this one says, you ask that question, I know what you mean. You don't just mean gender. You want to know how many sexes they are and what people think about it.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This was a really good... Grok?
Grok, yeah. That's the. It's on X. If you go to X, it's there. You can press it. It's Grok.
Oh, it's part of their platform, their platform, social media platform. We got to support this guy, bro. He's crying right now. He's how crying. Bad he is. And we're just talking shit about him.
You know what's crazy? He can't sell a stock to make money because he owns too much of it. You understand? There's like a weird dynamic there. That if you, let's say he owns a lot of Tesla. He owns like 20-something% of Tesla. If he sells a lot because he needs a lot of money, he devalues the stock because there's a lot in the market to be sold.
So it's like in his clause that he can't?
It's not in his clause. The way stock works is that there's a limited amount for sale. So everybody wants it. So the value goes up, right? But if you sell and get your money, there's a lot for sale. There's a lot for offer now. So the value of the stock goes down. So by selling a stock, he devalues whatever he's holding.
Yeah.
So he's at a weird place now. He can't really sell the stock right now.
So by making all his stocks available, it devalues the actual worth. So like by printing a lot of money, you devalue.
Basically, yeah, same thing. Yeah,
seriously. That's basically what that is. That sucks for him.
Yeah. So that's why...
He's hurt. You couldn't tell that he's hurting.
Bendito. Of course.
I wanted to give him a hug.
They're burning his cars.
That's not his cars. Those are people who brought.
No, but I'm saying, but that's on. That's like that's his my image. That's his, my car.
Yeah,
his I made that legacy. Car. Yeah, like come on, man. I'm trying to help everybody.
What's crazy is that they were worshiping this guy six years ago. This guy was the guy.
He was the guy.
Savior.
He was the savior of.
You know who loved him the most? Leonardo DiCaprio.
And what does he think about him now?
Piece of shit.
He said that?
No, I'm just being a bit.
Allegedly. Jesus.
Do you think they'll love him again? Or he's tarnished now forever?
I think
once you go black, you can't go back.
No, I think we would have to wait for the outcome of what he's doing to come out. It takes a long time for these things to. Like, you cut all these programs to save money for the government, and now we have excess money for this. Like, it takes time for these things to take effect.
There were people that would not stand up for the kid who fought cancer and became a freaking military FBI agent. You saw that?
He was Secret Service. Get it together.
Sorry. Fuck that up.
Oh, wait. No, it was the Capitol Police. I think it's it.
I thought it was... whatever. Yeah, he was whatever. Something. Whatever. They would not
whatever
stand.
It is, not going to be for a long time. It doesn't matter. Yo, you saw the interviews of him after? What he was saying?
Yeah.
It is so funny.
It was.
Coming for your ass. No, he says he's coming for your bumper, something like that.
And he seems a lot older,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. That power went to his head immediately.
he's ruining his neighborhood.
Yeah, he is.
He is terrorizing his neighborhood. Thanks, Donald Trump. I think they're never Trumpers, and now Elon is always going to be associated with that for most people.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying, though.
But the people that matter, the people that got Trump into office, they're like, yeah, this is what I voted for. I feel like a lot of people voted for him when they're like, oh, you like what your boy's doing now? It's like, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we voted for.
This is what I wanted. Yeah. Like, does that make you think even worse of me? Or do you think I'm better?
Yeah, why do you think I voted for this guy?
You think
this is a surprise to me? They said they were going to do this.
This is
what we said, yeah.
You know the phrase, I paid for this. I know what I was buying.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what, I'd be pissed if he wasn't.
You guys paid for Biden. Don't get mad at me.
You paid for a Sleepy Joe. Yeah. You got Sleepy Joe. You should be happy with, you are happy, right?
Yeah, you should be happy Sleepy Joe, yeah.
I voted for this madness.
Yeah.
Am I getting my madness? I got, so far in these last whatever amount of days, I got every inch of my vote for what I wanted.
At minimum, it was worth the entertainment value. At minimum. Not to mention the fact that what he's doing in Ukraine, between the Ukraine and Russia, he's actually doing something.
He is actually.
Now, whether he accomplishes something or not, that's up to
time. Jesus. History will tell.
But he's trying where the last administration didn't even try.
He is talking to these people. Yo, that interview was wild, right?
What interview?
With Zelensky. Oh, yeah. That was wild.
I didn't see him. Was he talking to Putin? I heard he was making a phone call. He didn't meet with him there.
Yeah, he had a phone call with him. He had a phone call with him, and and there was an interview there where they were like, oh, God, there's so many funny things that Trump does. It's crazy. They were asking him about the JFK files real quickly. They were like, you know, did you get a summary report from your administration on all the files? He was like, no, we don't do that. Read it for yourself. That's your job.
Yeah. Bro, I'm like, he's like, you wanted the files. You take them. Don't bother me with that crap no more.
You do your summary.
I got it all for you.
Did you read it? No, I haven't read it yet. You know, I heard this interesting thing. Did you get a summary report? No, you do the summary. Yeah, yeah. It's your job.
I don't care. I didn't even want it exposed. I don't care. You want it, you take it. You do it. Yeah.
The answers that they're giving the media is like... It's like they're slapping him in the face.
And Trump would 100% meet with Putin, no problem.
Hell yeah.
If he crossed the border to North Korea, you don't think he would meet with Putin? There's a picture I saw of Putin where he was meeting with two other world leaders, and he's holding like tea, like to pour them a cup, and they're both like this. They're like, we don't want the poison. No, thank you. It's so funny.
How does that work, right? Think about that. You're Putin, I'm Trump, or vice versa, and we're going to have food together. How many hands have to touch that food? The level of security. Seriously. Or is it like I bring my people, bring my own food, and your people bring your own food? Imagine
you're Putin, right? You're Putin, and you're like, I want to kill this guy. I can't get my people to do it because they check all of them. But you know who they won't check? Me. So you put something in your hand. When you shake his hand, all of a sudden now he has the anthrax, and then you take off the little sticky thing. Get rid of it so it doesn't bother you.
That's like what they did with that's so risky for me as the killer.
Yeah. Well, that's what they did with the girls in that killed the North Korean guy's brother.
Wow.
You ever seen that one?
No. Gosh.
So the way they did it was, this is a crazy story. They got these two random girls, like Vietnamese or something crazy like that. They're like, we have a TV show that we prank people. So what we do is we walk up to random people and we cover their face with jelly, like Vaseline or whatever. And oil, whatever. So the girls do it. They cover their face with it. And then they record. And then they get paid. The girls get paid. And they put them on TV and everything. Like it's real. Or like a YouTube channel. Something like that. Then they do it again with them. And they're like, right, this time put it on this guy. Oh, this guy right here. And it's Kim Jong-un's brother. But when they put it on him, it's poison. This time. Instead of just regular. It's poison.
Oh, so the first it was like to get him to
get him used to doing it. And the thing is that we're going to give you a glove, but don't touch it. Like, you know, you touch it and then you take the glove off and you throw it away and you laugh. So they did it with the guy. Have you ever seen the video of him dying?
No, let's not watch that.
No, but so then the point is he gets it on his face. He's like, what the hell's going on? He's looking, and then within like 10 minutes, he starts to feel sick and he goes to security. And eventually they put him in the chair and they're like checking his heart because he's acting weird. And then he just dies in the chair. Within like, I don't know, half an hour, he's dead. And the girls that did it leave because that was part of their thing. After you do it, just leave and we'll record the guy. So they leave. So the girls leave and they're like, oh, good, we got paid. They go back to the country or the whatever and they get caught. And they're like, you just killed this guy. And they're like, no, we didn't. We're part of a TV show.
They didn't know. Wow. So the plotters behind it were willing to kill those two little girls,
yeah,
too.
And the plotters, yeah, because they don't care.
Obviously,
them.
Yeah.
And the plotter, the girls didn't die, but the plotters were from North Korea. They wanted to kill the brother. And the reason they wanted to kill the brother is because the brother wasn't one of those, you know, he's like a liberal guy, just a regular guy. And Kim Jong-un was like, I can't let this guy live. He's going to try to take power in my country. he was an older brother, too. So he's like, he'll come and fight. Like go on the news on North Korea, like that's my, you know, it's my mentality. It's like a vote, whatever. He's like, I gotta get rid of him. He killed his. You heard about the one with his uncle?
No.
When he first came into power, his uncle was like, you know, maybe we should do things this way. Like he recommended.
Oh right, like an advisor.
Yeah, and he was like, nope, feed him to the dogs, kill him.
Because he's gonna spread those ideas.
Exactly, we gotta get rid of him now. So you gotta.
And that's probably what we're going to find out in those files with JFK.
Do you think we should... You think somebody should kill him?
Who?
Kim Jong-un. You think he should die? And that country be freed? Like the people?
Sure. I mean, that's my Democratic heart being like, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
But because it's so unstable and the mentality is power, is... How do you do that and not just give it to another freaking communist?
You got to put a guy in there. You reach out to the guy first. You find who's the most susceptible, who's more, you know, willing. And you go to him like, look, we're going to give you this country in 1 month. We're going to give it to you. You just have to step up and take it when it happens. It could be any day from now to the next 30 days. Get ready. talk to your people, get your things in order is happening.
If you become a dictator,
you're next.
A thing is going to fall from the sky.
Yeah. You're going to work with us and we're going to save you. You're going to be the savior. They're going to know in history. You're going to feed everybody.
You're going to go on TV once you get control and you're going to ask for our help.
Yeah.
And we're going to set a treaty, a terms of an agreement, and we'll protect you and your family. But just know, you step out of line, all of a sudden,
you're going to get visited by two Vietnamese girls doing a TV show, prank show.
Wow. Wow.
And you don't think AI can handle that part?
Yeah.
Let's go.
I think AI could handle that part. Wow, what a crazy ass. And to think that all these things happened in the past.
Yeah. Stuff we don't even know. Stuff happened
we don't even know. That's why people say, oh, times are really crazy. I was like, no. They're just about normal.
Yeah. They've been doing this for years.
We just got the front row seat.
That thing with Kim Jong-un killing his brother, that's medieval history.
That's
everybody.
That happened so many times.
Yeah, everybody did that.
Again, we just got front row seats. We don't have to wait for somebody to write it on a scroll and send it over so we know what happened over there.
And it's crazy. I'm thinking about Trump. It's like, in a regular world, you guys would be fine with us if it wasn't Trump. If Biden recommended the stuff that Trump's doing, they would all be behind it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't think the Republicans would be upset?
But I'm talking about the liberals specifically. They would literally be like, yeah, perfectly fine. Yeah.
I know, but okay, let's say that Biden was doing some crazy good stuff. Like, and again, it's subjective. Is Trump doing good stuff? But yeah, measurable. Yes. No, but let's pretend, right?
Yeah.
But like measurable, right? That we actually, you know what I mean? Like, oh, snap, the deficit, we don't owe money. Jobs are coming back. The unemployment is at an all-time low. People are getting off of the support systems and working. Businesses are growing. There's peace around the world. There's not one conflict going on that we're involved with or allied or our enemies. There's trade going on, like some crazy stuff. You don't think that they would be hating on Biden? Like, oh, you know, he's...
Just because of what party he's
on. Just because that nature of my side versus your side.
People are saying... And we've seen this when Trump was first running for president. They were like, you want to get rid of Obamacare. We hate it. Vote it out. We don't want it. And then they were like, don't get rid of the American Care Act. Get rid of Obamacare. It's the same thing.
It's literally the same thing. Yeah. The same thing with DOGE, right? DOGE existed as another
name. Yeah, it was a different agency made by freaking, what's the name? Obama. Obama made.
Wow. So it's going to delete what we said.
That's good.
That's actually very good. Never Trumpers, never Bidens, never that side. Those
weird people.
It's always good. But those people shouldn't count. Like, it's just shut.
There's always going to be like, I don't want the AI king.
No.
There's always going to be those people.
No. There's always going to be the people, yes, yeah. Let the...
And then the AI is going to be like, fine, have your own country. We don't care.
Put them over there.
Just whatever. Live how you want.
You heard that he's going after the judge?
Who judge?
That tried to turn around those immigrant planes.
Oh, yeah?
To impeach the judge. We impeaching judges out here now.
But why? What is the legal... I mean, I think the legal thing was, were they fairly tried and found guilty?
That's the judge's argument.
They said they didn't do that.
That's the judge's argument. They needed due process to be deported.
I think so, yeah. But what counts as due process? Were they already said, hey, you guys got to go? Was there already a, you know?
According to the Trump side, he's saying it's an executive order to get rid of these illegals.
Yeah.
Especially ones that have been, who has
criminal records.
Who have criminal records.
So then he's trying to say, by the fact that they already had their due process, by those criminal records, they count.
And because you try to order me to turn that plane around, you're overstepping your boundaries and it's grounds for impeachment.
Let's see what happens.
I don't know. That's what I gathered from it.
I don't know the legalities of it. I think that's...
I don't know either, but...
That sounds pretty good.
We going after the judges? Sounds like some crazy Judge Dredd.
Yeah, it does sound like it, but that's what I'm saying.
Sounds like some crazy
stuff. He's saying if they committed crimes and they're illegal, they need to be deported. And the judge is like, you can't deport them unless they're due process, right?
Right.
So Trump's argument is they had their due process because they were found guilty.
We just shipped them out.
Now that they're found guilty and they got charged, they fit the criteria that I did in my
executive order,
so they got to go.
That's it.
Yeah.
Or is it like, okay, they were found guilty, they have to finish serving their time here.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Yeah. We're not housing you and feeding you.
That's what I'm thinking too. Like, is it by law that they have to be housed in America? In an American prison?
You got to do your time.
And also, they're not citizens. So do they even fit under that? Even if that was a law, they're not citizens.
The legalities is wild.
That's like saying, oh, then we need to go back and look. People that break rules in America, illegal citizens, and we deport them. Do we deport them and they get imprisoned in a different country? Or do they have to serve their entire time here?
Then before first of all, that's wild.
Yeah. Why would we pay for them?
Why would we
let them pay for it? That's their guy.
That's exactly. Yeah. You should have had your people on check.
Yeah.
I guess.
I don't know. We'll see. It's gonna be fun to watch. Now, what happens if the judge wins? Do they have to go get those people back?
Oh my gosh, bro.
Go get them back. And Trump is like, don't bring them back here. Bring them back to another country. We'll fight this whole thing again. They'll fly over and over for the next 10 years while I care. Different countries. Don't bring them here.
He's saving all this money. And I what annoys me, and when I see the poster, Trump went to the Super Bowl that cost $100,000 to get on a plane over.
It's like he's the president. We never, of course,
we always pay for wherever he goes.
Yeah, yeah. Wherever he goes, it's going
to
cost money.
It's going to cost.
Yeah.
We pay for that. That's part of the job. Yeah.
If he goes to the same place over and over again, it's actually cheaper because they already have a set infrastructure they can work. They don't need to do from scratch.
Yeah, they don't have to do the setup, the planning, yeah, the build up.
So like when he goes to Mar-a-Lago, guarantee that place is already locked down.
Locked down.
Thing. So easy. You know what I'm saying?
But those things are so annoying. Are you saying you're pissed off you're telling me that you're more pissed off by the $100,000 plane flight to whatever city that was for the Super Bowl versus the billions that he's saving us? That's bothering you.
That's
but the $2 million, the $100,000 plane flight pisses you off. But the $2 million for Sesame Street and Afghanistan or Iraq, whatever country it was, that doesn't upset you.
You know what that is? That's the same. I want to get rid of Obamacare, but I need my American Care Act. It's the same mentality. It's just because the name. It's him doing it, so I don't want
it. Yeah, both sides do it.
That's it, yeah.
So annoying. Yeah. But I feel like the loudest ones that get more, because there's more news media that are Democratic, they're more annoying to me because they get more airwaves. Yeah. I think it's equal. We got bitches like that on both sides.
Yeah.
But the louder bitches, the ones that are the ones that have the most microphones, and that's the liberal side.
Now, you know what I think bothers
for
me?
Now.
That they think that they're better than everybody else. That's another crap down,
and that used to be the Republicans to me in my eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the Reds. They're still, they think they're the shit.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, it's like, what happened?
Yeah.
What a flip.
But that's like with COVID. Remember, they were like, oh, you got to have your passport if you want to go anywhere. You need your papers. You want to go somewhere, you need your papers. And then illegals come in. They're like, oh, you don't need no papers. Come on.
Everybody
in.
Come.
Come on. In fact, you need what you need. You need Medicaid? What do you need?
You want a debit card with $2,000?
Yeah, I'll give you a MetroCard, debit card. We'll feed. In fact, we're going to give you food, and you're not going to like it, and you can just throw it away. Meanwhile, the people over here are starving to death.
That's...
You know how much bags of food, brand new, I threw out?
Well, why didn't you call me?
Literally, because, you know, they're heavy. So sometimes they break open, and you get to see fresh, unopened, mad food.
That should be a crime, bro.
Meanwhile, there's homeless people. The places across the street from Central Park, right behind me as I'm throwing the garbage away, there's a homeless guy sleeping on the bench. Literally right there.
Hungry.
And the people throwing out, they just let him throw out food. They don't care. And this guy's probably hungry.
Yeah, we got a problem.
The guy just brings the garbage out, puts it in front of the building, and looks at the homeless guy. He's like, hey. And just walks away. Think about that.
That's, wow. Yeah. We got a problem.
And it, again, it was me freaking so on Reddit. Crazy. I can't stop talking to people on Reddit because it's just so annoying. There was remember Brooklyn Industries?
Yeah. Sunset Park.
Not Sunset.
Brooklyn Industries.
Park Slope.
Okay, yeah.
All right. They closed down.
Fourth Avenue, right?
I don't know if it was four. I think it might have been six or seven or something like that. I think that Happy Pizzeria place. Remember the big smiley face pizzeria?
Oh, yeah.
That closed down, so they opened up like a pet clinic. And, you know, on my feet, I'm just flipping through.
Oh, that was a corner building across the street for the pizzeria.
So I'm flipping through, and I'm looking, and I see, you know, Park Slope. So I click on Park Slope, and I'm looking at the that they're going to open up an adult clinic. And it's like four or five pictures. And I'm flipping through it. I'm looking at it. And then I see the comments. All of that. Oh, they got to take care of our fur babies. They're going to take care of our dogs. Everybody's so happy. That's all you say. And I'm out of curiosity because I saw the pictures. I'm looking. I'm like, nobody mentioned this guy sleeping in front of the building. There's literally a homeless guy in the pictures sleeping. And I'm looking at them like, not one person mentioned them.
They don't even see him.
They don't even see him. They don't see him.
That's crazy.
And that's the first thing. I was flipping through pictures. Like, the freaking guy sleeping right here.
That's sad.
I didn't even notice. I'm just, oh man. They open. I literally went, you know, the bottom comments got the list, you know, whatever. Now one person mentioned it.
But that's how we do. We walk right past. We don't see each other.
But it's just so sad. It's like we have the resources.
And you want AI. We're going to see less of each other.
Why? We'll see more of each other. You're not going to work. You're just walking around. Have dogs.
You're going to play sports. And draw pictures.
Yeah. You think the AI would nerf itself so it's not as strong? You know what I'm saying? Imagine they make a rule. AI could join, robot body and all, but you could only use stats from a previous player.
Bro, that's boring. No one's going to watch that. That's boring.
Maybe we need another.
I want to see the sweaty human try to climb that fucking wall.
Maybe you need another league of just AI going crazy.
I don't think that. Yeah, you're going to have that. That's
God. Everybody watch that one. Why would you watch the stupid guys? It'd be insane.
But we already have that. The robot one. You know, there's going to be a version of that in sports where it's going to be insane. Yeah. You know, but then
think about it like this.
It's boring.
Would you, if they had two leagues, right? Let's say basketball, whatever. Pick a sport. Pick one.
Soccer.
We have two leagues. One of them, no steroids. These, whatever you want.
All the drugs
you want.
I watched that show.
Exactly what I'm saying.
But the robots is boring. It's just robots.
But you just, you know, maybe like, oh, you guys could kill each other, robots. So they're playing basketball. Just
boom! That will
exist. Oh my God!
That will exist. Right. Like the robot.
He's fucking ripping out the
donkey. That will exist.
That'd be so fun to watch.
But it's not going to be a sport. It's going to be an event.
It'll be a game.
Yeah.
Not a sport.
It'll be an event. It'll be like a gladiator thing. You go, they do, you know, three of them a year. But, you know, they figure the math of popularity. And like,
oh, you make it like Olympics. Every country, put your robot up.
That'd be
so fun to watch. Are you kidding me?
I want to watch that right now.
After watching this freaking robot running around, I'm like, yes, it's coming.
Yes, that's coming. But sports, that's going to always exist.
You know what's crazy?
Restaurants?
100% robots. Every waiter is going to be a robot. Oh, what can I get you?
No, that's humans. Robots are not replacing that. You're going to have your standard restaurant robot restaurant, but you're always going to have like Cisco's dad.
Whoa. Yeah. I'm the chef.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Meanwhile, the robot could do the exact same by the molecule.
They don't need him, but he's like, I'm just watching the place over, making sure. The robots come from the ceiling. They're hooked. They cook. They got robot waiters, the bartenders behind the thing. He got no legs. He's just floating.
No, it's going to be, I'm the chef. I'm actually cooking. Right? Like today I'm cooking. My meal is not going to be exactly the way you tasted it. It's going to be similar. You want it to be similar. Like, oh man.
Unless you're going to have McDonald's.
McDonald's. We're going to have all that. That's dumb.
Robots McDonald's.
All that's existing. But it's gonna still going to have that unique restaurant that's going to say original chef.
Human made.
Human made. And what they mean is.
Made by hand.
What? No.
Made with love.
Yes. Yeah. Made by with love. Not made by hand. It's going to be, I came in, the chef, and I cooked this version of this meal that I always make. But today I had a little bit more salt.
When I
do it, the AI is going to everything and then say, got it. And it's going to make it itself for that one.
Just for the day.
And it's going to advertise fresh, human made.
And then at the end of the day, the guy deletes the memory. And then tomorrow you come in, you make fresh, robot. Exactly. Every day is different. Like Bob's Burgers.
Like, or maybe they save it. You know what? You know what? In 2027, on August 1st, when we went for our honeymoon, the day he made it that day.
Oh, so
can I
good.
Order that day?
That's so sure. good. No, AI, it's okay. I'm here. I'm here for you.
That's the AI. The chef will always be there, though. The chef will always. You know who's not going to be there? Anufo.
Trump is going to be make sure of that.
The Mexican worker is not going to be there.
You know what's funny? We're going to be working in a restaurant. It's going to be a robot cook like a sous chef. You know what I mean? And we're going to be like, yo, give it a Spanish accent. Like we do with the phone.
¡Esta mierda!
Yeah. Oh, imagine. just attitude and all. That'd be so funny. Yeah.
So there's always gonna be fresh chefs. There's always gonna be singers, even though you have an AI that can do all the octaves and all the.
You ever seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what movie that is?
Fifth right? Element.
Yeah. All right.
I love how we're identifying certain jobs that will always exist, but still AI can fuck it up way better than we could.
We're always gonna need that restaurant around. Like, I want to go to the guy one today. You want to go in there? You want to joke with the guy? He probably got robots cooking in the back, but he's just joking with you.
Right, the bartender. You're always gonna want that.
Yeah, you're always gonna
bartender.
Want that.
That's like. You know what
and
I mean?
Then, so it'd be a bartender, but the bar back would be the robot.
Yeah.
100%. That's funny.
Yeah. So there's, thinking about this, there's still going to be jobs.
But there's going to be your McDonald's version of a bar that's just all robots.
Yeah. You're going to get your stock.
Yeah.
You're going to get your stock everything. Your stock doctor, your stock.
It's going to be owned by Amazon. Amazon bars, all robots.
All robots serving it up, whatever you want. But there's still going to be. Why does it keep doing that? That's so weird that it keeps refreshing.
Just close the freaking page.
Like, shut up, Grok.
Thank God it's not listening to us.
It feels like it is. So these certain jobs will still always exist. So when you mention your utopia thing, and I've asked the question, we've asked the question, like, what's the purpose of man? I think that's when we start actually bettering ourselves.
The purpose of man is to reproduce.
That's it. Well, you're doing a great job. Let me tell you.
What is it? Be fruitful, multiply.
There you go. I did it once. I'm done.
And then Elon is doing it way more than all of us. 15 kids and a fleet of robots. He's doing it.
Yeah, he's doing a lot.
He's multiplying a lot.
He should slow down.
You think how soon before we start replacing body parts? Elon's working on that right now too.
We already did that.
No, but I'm saying, like, with the chip, that he feels like you move it like this. Oof. I mean, we saw a freaking robot. You combine that with the chip that Elon Musk is messing with right now?
Oh, my God.
We're almost there. A couple more, 20 more years. You're going to see, like, I wouldn't be surprised if the next 5 years you see somebody with the chip with a robot arm just moving slow.
Until you're wiping your ass and get stuck up there.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Let's be real. That's a fear.
Yeah,
100%. That's a big fear. Yeah. Yo, guys, stay up. I don't know. Stay alive. What do you guys think? I don't know. You know what's crazy? I hope I get to see most of the shit that we just talked about.
I know, me too. That's why I vote for Elon, because he's bringing it.
What do you mean vote for him?
Support him. Yeah, that's what I mean. Because he's bringing it. He's trying to bring it here. He's like grabbing the future and pulling it closer to us.
Okay, but then we get there. Then what?
Then the next guy comes over and takes over and does the next thing.
What's the next thing?
I don't know. I'll be dead. I just want to do it.
I want this one.
I want to just
let
give me
them
a,
worry
just
about
give me
that.
The robots. Just all I care.
Oh my
I
God.
Want the robot to help me. I don't want to be in a nursing home.
If the robot was 10 grand, would you get one today?
No, it sucks now.
Yeah, beta.
Oh, yeah. That's what, when we get old, it's going to be good. We get old, it'll be fine. 10 grand, perfectly fine. My kids will be like, we don't know what to, you need somebody to watch over you, dad. I'm like, fuck all that. Get me the robot. I'm fine. And then whatever happens to me or whatever, the robot's gonna give you updates on your phone. You don't gotta worry about that.
There was on the PBD podcast. He was showing a laptop from 1989.
Wow,
a laptop, bro. And the screen, like the brightness and the contrast, was like little levers on the side of the screen that you raise up and down, which is crazy to me. And it was the value of it was $1,100. In 1989.
Wow.
Value today, that computer would cost $25,000.
Wow, that's insane. I used to have like a weird old laptop back.
Me too, an old one. Probably had the same one.
I don't even know where I got it from.
That laptop had, ready for this? How much storage space? 20 megabytes.
That's crazy. That's like a picture.
For $25,000 worth?
How much is a song? How many megabytes are in a song?
That's a great question. I feel like four.
Yeah? Probably, yeah.
Like 4 or 5 megabytes.
And they went to the moon? This guy's crazy.
Think about how many hours of video and pictures we have, and it's only 13 gigabytes. out of 200.
Yeah.
We have hours of that.
When people say things like, oh, they went to the moon with less computer power than this, I'm like, you don't understand how that works. So this is just math. A simple calculator.
And space is just empty. It's not.
Yeah. It's not like you got to dodge. You just aim, push, go. And then every once in a while, you got to freaking edit, you know, a little bit to the left.
But it's also not like going underwater with all that pressure.
Yeah, you know, there's no pressure.
There's no pressure.
Yeah. I was watching a video with somebody explaining. He goes, when they say vacuum of space, he goes, imagine you're in a spaceship and you open the door and there's space out there. People think it's going to suck you out. He goes, really? You open it and the air kind of stays there. It's just like you open. It's almost like a cup. Like if, imagine you had a cup of water and you had a lid over it and you open the lid. Does the water go floating up in the air? No, it just stays right there. And
unless you move the cup.
Yeah. So that's what space is like. You open it and it kind of just stays there. Because the vacuum is not pulling it. It just means that there's nothing there. We imagine vacuum like it's empty. Like it's going to pull it out.
Now there's something there. Inside that space, there's some gas called air.
Well, if it's pressurized, it'll go out because it'll find equilibrium. But if it's just the same pressure as whatever's out there, you let it go, it just stays there.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah. And we want to go over there. It's still wild.
Yeah. I think.
That's still a wild.
I wish I could see them actually freaking trying to grow plants on it. You know what I'm saying?
On the moon?
On the moon or Mars, whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, word. Once that happens, bro.
Yeah. Because they got to make a decision. Like, all right, we got to do this. Like, if something happens on Earth, that's crazy. Like, then we know what's coming or whatever. They're like, we got to start now. We got to freaking put water, go to the astro belt, find the ice ones, and just drop it on planets. Let it melt so you can get some water. Then we have to freaking throw
I thought we found water on Mars.
But not enough. We got to, like, melt. It got to be oceans. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to, like, literally drop asteroids of freaking ice so it can melt and then throw, not mold. What am I looking for? Like,
algae?
Like, algae and fungus and all that so you can start changing the atmosphere. That takes so long.
Wow.
Even without forcing it. You know what I'm saying? It just takes so long.
Project Genesis.
And then all of that, we need a freaking a magnetic field. There's none on Mars. We have to literally have a generator just so we can live in it. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe have a system that kind of directs, so if ever solar flares come to us, it kind of blasts
like a shield.
Yeah, it blasts magnetic towards it. That's so it could kind of push it out of the way.
A deflector.
We're here, guys.
We're out of here. I want to leave you with this song.
You found it. Yo,
we're not gonna play this for an obvious.